USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Dallas police identified a suspect in a shooting inside a hospital Saturday, during which two employees were killed and the alleged gunman was wounded. Police say they detained Nestor Hernandez, 30, after a Methodist Health System police officer shot and wounded him at Methodist Dallas Medical Center. Hernandez was taken to another local hospital for treatment. Methodist Health System Police, Dallas Police, and Dallas Fire Rescue responded to the shooting inside the hospital around 11 a.m. The names of the victims and their positions at the hospital were not immediately released. Iran's Atomic Energy Agency alleged on Sunday that hackers, acting on behalf of an unidentified foreign country, broke into a subsidiary's network and had free access to its email system. An anonymous hacking group claimed responsibility for the attack on Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, demanding Tehran release political prisoners arrested in the recent nationwide protests. The group said it leaked 50 gigabytes of internal emails, contracts, and construction plans related to Iran's Russian-backed nuclear power plant in Bushehr and shared the files on its Telegram channel. It was unclear whether the breached system contained classified material. Iran nuclear deal talks are currently on hold.
Talks between the United States and Iran to rejoin the Iran nuclear deal remain stalled, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken is assuring the United States will keep an eye on Iran's actions regardless of whether or not there's an agreement.
With or without it, we will continue to take every step necessary to deal with Iran's activities, Iran's aggression, whether it's in the Middle East or beyond.
Iran is demanding that the United States lift its sanctions on the country before talks can resume. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik has recently suggested impeaching President Biden is on the table if the GOP regains control in Congress. But at least one member of the Congresswoman's party is not necessarily on board with that plan. That was Congresswoman Nancy Mace during an appearance on CNN's Face the Nation.
I am not interested in playing tit for tat. I am not interested in retaliation. Impeachment has been weaponized over the years, and we've seen that. I really want us to be focused on the economy, on tackling inflation with responsible policy. We also need to look at crime and immigration.
Under pressure in the south of Ukraine, Russia fired missiles and drones into Ukrainian-held Mykolaiv on Sunday. Mykolaiv lies roughly 22 miles northwest of the front line to occupied Kherson, the southern region where Russia has ordered 60,000 people to save your lives and flee a Ukrainian counteroffensive. The Houston Astros clinched a 5-0 victory in Game 3 against the New York Yankees Saturday night. The Astros now lead the series 3-0. This is Astros manager Dusty Baker on Going Forward.
They're always dangerous. The Yankees are always dangerous, especially here in New York. And so we had an opportunity to close it out and win tomorrow. So we're going to take every opportunity to try to do that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.